Salmon spawning routes near Seabird Island have been given new life. During Monday evening's regular council meeting, District of Kent Mayor Sylvia Pronger and Kaun Kirsten Schwichtenberg reported to council on a new square concrete culvert on Chaplin Road in the Seabird Island area. The district partnered with the Esquiacal community and the Department of Fisheries and Oceans to help refresh a nearby salmon spawning channel. "I hope that concrete culvert will be there for many, many years," Pronger told council during her report. "It was also beautiful to see the fish swimming there and to be able to say, hey, this was a joint project with our neighbors, partners, Seabird Island." The District of Kent has worked with area First Nations in recent years to make the local waterways more fish-friendly. Back in 2022, District and Chi Am First Nation officials officially opened the Lower Agassiz Slough Floodgate. The floodgate was one of 60 projects across BC under the support of the Healthy Watersheds Initiative, a $27 million investment between Watersheds BC, the Real Estate Foundation of BC and the provincial government. Former Chief Andrew Victor said the site of the new floodgate was near Hopyard Hill, home to one of the oldest Chi Am villages. "The new floodgate not only made it easier for fish to pass through the area but will help to reduce flooding and the presence of invasive species." In 2023, despite record low water levels in the region, the first reported coho salmon was spotted in the Agassiz Slough. This marked the first of possibly many successful salmon to overwinter in the slough since it was closed off by the local dike prior to 1948. In other council business, council approved prohibiting open burning in the Harrison Highlands subdivision. The neighborhood falls under a high fire hazard area in the Community Wildfire Protection Plan. Monday's agenda showed several letters from those who live in the area. Some are in favor, but some of the letter writers were against the restriction. Those for the restriction say caution is needed as wildfire in the neighborhood could be disastrous and an abundance of caution would be prudent. Those against the restriction claim the concern about fire safety rose from one individual who lives in the area and that many of the residents already follow existing fire regulations and see little need for more. Council unanimously gave three readings a development permit for 3628 Hot Springs Road. The property was previously considered for a quarry but is now being looked at for a five-unit housing development near the village of Harrison Hot Springs. Residents brought up a number of concerns pertaining to wildfire safety, potential pollution and effects on traffic. District officials said these concerns would be addressed as the development process gets underway. Casey Clausen was the winner of the Agassiz Fire Department Society Boat Raffle. The raffle for a 14-foot utility boat, motor and trailer brought in $18,800, donated to the ongoing construction of the Letsamot Regional Recreation and Aquatic Center. Between nearly $16 million in grants, $3 million from reserves and other funding sources, a total of $24.3 million is going toward the construction of the new pool facility adjacent to the existing Community Recreation and Cultural Center on Pioneer Avenue in Agassiz. Pronger proclaimed October as Foster Family Month in the District of Kent. This celebration of caregivers has been a tradition in BC since 1990. The next regular District of Kent Council meeting is scheduled for Monday, October 28, at 7 p.m. at Municipal Hall, 7170 Chi Am Avenue. Online attendance is also available via Microsoft Teams. Those interested can register through kentbc.ca.